Hey, this is Dave. The following recording will serve as the final episode of Star Wars in Character. Thank you to everyone out there that has listened to us, making us one of the most popular Star Wars podcasts in the world. I apologize up front about the editing. I edited this episode myself. To our fans, we offer our deepest apologies. Some of the names have been censored to protect certain identities.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Dogs, watch. Dog's ass won't knock out the fucking cord.
Yeah. What about your ass?
My ass might. Have you seen movies this weekend?
No, I don't go to the movies every
time. I know. What the hell's wrong with you? I went three times this whole week. I saw Spring Breakers.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It was a lot of TNA. James Franco.
Did you take the kids? Awesome.
I did. Yeah. It was me in the back row eating popcorn.
That's creepy. You're like an alone dude in some movie with like college spring break going on.
There was like a few other people in there too.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay, whatever. I saw off of the boobs. Mm-hmm. Mount Olympus, whatever that's called. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a big fan of that fucker, but. And I saw The Croods.
I don't know. I'm not watching The Croods.
Dave is fucking fantastic. I cry from beginning to end. The whole daughter and father thing was amazing.
It looks horrible.
No. Why do you say that?
Because have you seen my iPod?
Is that it? It's right in front of you. All right. All right. Are we going? Yeah, that's my drink, man. Come on.
What do you mean you drink?
Yeah. You want a Coke?
Yeah, I'm going to get some. Right.
Yeah, I have a Coke, please.
Where are they?
Right to the right. Yeah. Tell you, man, you gotta go see the crew. Oh, I was gonna ask you. On the 4th. Yeah. Evil Dead?
I'm not watching.
I heard. No, for real. I heard it's fucking creepy as shit.
I hate it when they do that stuff.
Yeah, but Bruce Campbell gives his it's fantastic. He loves it. He's behind it.
I don't know. Right. If the only thing I'm going to be watching is Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's the only time I go to the movies anymore.
See movies
that are like 20 or 30 years old.
Titanic, you saw that one?
Titanic. No, one of the last things I saw in theaters was when we took the kids to see Raiders of the Lost Ark. They were showing Pee-wee's Big Adventure at the county.
Correct.
Last weekend, I was going to take Jack. Because he loves
Tim will love that one, man.
Yeah, that's what, in fact, I said that to Jack. I was like, if Tim were here, he'd be there.
He would be here, he'd be there.
Are either of them on Skype yet? I can't. What the hell was that?
That was my mini golf app.
What? You have mini golf.
It's an awesome game, man. All right, hold on. Yeah, Matt.
I cannot wait another second to read this email.
Whatever. You've been teasing me about this thing fucking for a while. I want to know. Yes, they're both on.
They're on?
Yes.
All right. Ready? You're on. The master of that. No, I still don't know how you...
I'm only a master of a baiter.
What is that supposed to
be? I have no idea. Ready? Wait. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that? Is that Matt?
Me.
Hello, Matt.
Coleman. Hello. Trebor.
Is that you, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you guys hear us okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
I just got home.
Fucking thing. I don't know. Okay, though.
Well, hooking up the podcast.
Someone just opened a Schlitz?
No, it's just a Diet Coke.
About
Diet Coke. Hey, Diet Coke for
Tim. What are you watching? Your figure?
You're watching your figure.
Yeah,
I'm watching your figure.
Oh, you beat me to it. So you ain't got it because I'm watching it for you.
And
I'm excited to do this episode. I did a lot of research.
Well, someone's got to talk during this episode. I ain't got nothing to say about this guy.
Coleman Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
How do you say it? Trevor or Trevor?
Tomato, tomato?
I
tomato, too. I don't fucking care.
I go both ways. Well, wait. Shit.
Chris, are you recording, please?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because we'll need that for later.
That's always a good question, though, because he often waits until we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Have you been recording?
Yes.
I just got the backup going.
Check out the big brain on you.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Did you see any boobies over the weekend?
Let's say boobies?
Yeah.
Country.
Did you
country.
Look in the mirror?
No Tennessee booby, Tennessee tatas? No.
I'm going to put my dick in. You didn't see Hayden Panettiere, you know, just hanging out on the street
oh,
corner?
Oh, man.
No, you know what? They were shooting that show down at Tootsie's and at Panera.
Panera Bread?
Yeah. Yeah, Panera. Yeah, seriously. Panera, they're shooting at Panera. I drove by it.
Panera is the new Universal.
Yeah.
I drove by anything with a Spanish name.
Well, that's over here.
Sonic, all the time. They're shooting that damn show everywhere.
You watch it?
I watched the first few episodes because they shot some of it at work. But yeah. You know,
I think it's sometimes boring.
Is that the one where she's indestructible?
No.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
I haven't met the two main girls that Hayden and the Connie Britton.
Yeah.
But I met the main dude. The boy and girl songwriter team, the blonde other guy.
Yeah, that guy's British, isn't he?
Yeah, and she's Australian. They're all nice as can be. I met that Jonathan Jackson. He played Lucky Spencer on General Hospital.
You guys know too many. All three of you know way too many soap operas.
Young and the Restless, baby.
But Chip Beston, his name is.
Yeah,
nice, he's from nice guy.
Oh, Chip Eston, yeah. Wasn't he on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. Nice, talented, really nice dude, though.
He was on Big Love, too.
I always thought of him as the David Banner or Bruce Banner to Howie Long's Incredible Hulk.
He's got those dimples.
Yeah, like if he turned into the Incredible Hulk, he looked like Howie Long.
But yeah, he's super cool. They're all nice. You know, some are nicer than others. But I thought he was the nicest of the ones I've met from that show.
That's very true. What are you doing? Looking? There's no Coleman Trevor.
I know.
Sound effects.
I'm trying to find just a lightsaber swing.
Sure, there's got to be
at least
right
one
now.
Like a gunshot.
There's one. Here it is. There, did you hear that?
I missed that.
That was from a deleted scene.
That's him falling from the balcony before he hits the ground. That's the space in between. That's the sound of him falling.
Boom! I don't even care about this Coleman Trevor. I just cannot wait to read you guys' his email. Because I want to know what it says, too.
I know. Well,
this episode, to me, does not exist. As far as Coleman Trevor, I could care less. After this email's done, y'all can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And
Is this going to be like a one-man show? Am I going to have to drive the boat the whole time?
Yeah, it's Tarful 2.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Jaws and character coming soon.
Jaws 1, second episode, Jaws 2.
Today we're talking about Dennis Quaid.
They're talking about Mario Van Peebles.
Dennis Quaid here.
You could probably get Dennis Quaid to co-host it.
Oh,
he's on Vegas, man. Come on.
No.
Bill Cosby impressions in character. Oh, God, that was terrible. Jesus Christ.
That's almost as bad as mine. Actually, no.
Yeah,
a little bit better.
Yeah. Right. Tim's just him going, Rudy.
Pudding pop.
Picture pages, pudding pop.
Did you see? This is a stupid question.
I spy Leonard Part 6.
Are you watching that dumbass show Splash?
No,
I am. I hate this.
So am I.
Of all the show TV I don't watch, I've actually seen that.
But did you see Rudy was on the first episode?
Yep.
She is a knockout.
Come on.
I bet I hate to say the reason I watched, but it's probably the same reason anyone watched that show.
Why Louie Anderson?
Yep.
Did you see him trying to get pulled out of that fucking pool?
Yep.
They had like three people. They couldn't. He couldn't get out of the pool.
Three people pulling him out. Greg Louganis is pushing him from the bottom, and yeah. I mean, out of the water, out of the water.
Couldn't get out of the pool.
What is the show? I haven't even heard of it.
It's stars diving and or trying to dive.
It's diving with the stars.
Yes,
like off a high board.
Yes.
Yeah, like some off platform, some off springboard. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is on it, and he's the most awkward looking diver ever because he's like 8 feet tall. That snowboarder is going to win. I mean, I don't even know why they're having this competition. Hey, he already does crazy flips just standing on the ground.
I noticed Caitlin was looking over when Drake Bell was on.
I don't even know who that is.
I can't believe that the two Drake and Josh are having this conversation.
He's Drake and Josh. I mean,
this is like the only show Chris... This and Falling Skies are the only two shows Chris and I have ever actually watched at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some winners.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
There's anything else on.
Shit.
I just tape it. I'm sorry, I DVR it. There's no tape involved.
That's even worse than watching it.
Why?
That you DVR it because you cannot miss it.
Well, because we're watching it in other crap while it's on.
I'm just buying time until Breaking Bad comes back on.
I watch it.
I thought that ended. I thought like it was a series finale.
What, Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
No, it's got 10 more episodes.
Ooh.
It starts I started July 13th or 14th or something.
I'm on like the second season. I'm always like five seasons behind.
That's how I this last season is the only time I ever watched it as it aired. We're not talking about Splash anymore now. Chris wants to move on.
He's lost attention. I got an email to read.
All right. Do you have to start the episode?
Whenever Chris is ready.
Today we're talking about who gives a fuck.
Hey, we're talking about Louis Anderson.
Oh. Yeah, give me that underwire.
I don't think he was ever funny.
Give me
back in the day.
He had a cartoon, Life with Louie, which I thought was pretty funny. That's the only time he was ever funny.
He even mentioned that on the show, too, Tim. So.
Life with Louie?
America. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it was a great show. Better than Bobby's
World. You might know me from my stand-up and my cartoon, Life with Louie. And I made a proposition to a casino.
A Sith Lord.
You're done.
I love the sound effects. A total non sequitur. Louis Anderson, are you a Sith Lord?
No, not really.
No.
Boom.
Ugh. Come on.
All right.
I've been waiting.
All right, hold on.
Stay. I've been waiting.
I know.
Well over 24 hours to read this email.
All right, so I'll introduce the character, then you can have...
Email's instant. Why are you waiting so long? Just open it and read it.
I want to read it. You know, like with all of us
live.
We're not live.
I'm live right now.
Live on tape.
Live on tape.
On tape.
On a live.
According to Chris.
To get you know, so like we can get like a real visceral reaction to.
I don't know what that means.
You know, like caught on tape.
Well, all right, ready?
So I'm like all right. Excited. All right.
Coleman Treble.
All right.
Tim, do you have your information? Tim,
are you brainless?
I do. 9 pages.
9 pages?
9 pages.
On a post-it? Yeah,
so this is that Jawa episode, how was that, like an hour and 40 minutes? This is going to beat that one.
All right, ready?
I found the soundboard.
What is that?
Why
the hell is that?
That sounds like Tim's car back in the day.
Yeah, it sounds like my car now.
You push the button. Why are you asking what it is?
Hey,
Oh, my
wait,
God.
Hold on. All right, hold on. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Are you in it? Dr. Jones, we have top men working on it right now.
Oh, Porkins.
Ooh. Top.
Top.
Men.
Oh.
All right, we're doing...
Oh, Billy Hootkins. Rest in peace.
I just watched Batman for the Gradys, and he was in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to do that, Tim.
It's better than your nights.
When are you free, Tim, for Batman, huh?
Next weekend, I think. This weekend is full, but next weekend I probably have some time.
We got to do a lot more, yeah. All right, next weekend. Hold on, shut up. Ready? Here we go. Tim.
We had to start off a show.
You ready, dude?
Yes.
Ready to open that email? All right, ready?
It's open and I'm not looking at it.
All right.
Please begin.
Today we are talking about Coleman Trabor. Who? Whatever. Well, should I continue or do you want to read this guy?
I want to read my email.
All righty. Coleman Trabor will be on hold for just a second. That's good, dude.
Okay. Here's the deal. I sent an email out to a person that I'm a big fan of, and I know that Matt is as well, about doing a guest spot on our show. And the guy's name is... So...
Yeah. Oh, no shit. You sent him out an email? That's cool.
I did.
I remember you saying we were talking about it. Now you sent it out. That's cool.
When did you send this out?
I sent it a long time ago, and that's why I kind of had forgotten about it myself. And I think I did bring it up back then. It was like, oh, I'm going to send this email out, and everybody was like, oh, that would be cool. He would be perfect for this. And I just kind of forgot about it. It was like maybe September. It was like months and months and months.
Okay.
But I just got it. I got a reply, and I didn't want to read it because I wanted to record it on the show because I was like super excited. I was like really hard not to read it. I got it yesterday at 11:38 a.m. I mean, I've been staring at the header on this email since then.
At the what?
I can't believe Chris let go of the really hard part there.
Header. Header.
The heading.
Okay. I'm drinking.
Cool. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Are you doing tequila shots again?
He brought over something. I don't know what it is.
I did. That's for the next episode.
Okay.
So here you go. Hey, guys. Thanks for your email and the invite. Unfortunately, I should have read it before.
Thanks for the build up, Dave. That was a lot of fun.
This sounds like a reject.
So you waited.
My name is Extremely Disappointed Matt.
This sounds like a rejection letter.
So you were.
We appreciate your submission. However, we're not taking on any new information.
You were excited to read us in the questionnaire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Anyway, yeah. I don't. Do you want to? We can.
Might
stop.
As well read the rant.
Stop recording, because now this is like embarrassing.
Well, you know what though? There's one good thing out of it. It'll make Chris's names actually be, you know,
looking forward to.
There you go. We'll be looking forward to Chris's names now. So we got that going for us.
What are you saying? All right, go on.
Wait, you want me to read the rest?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Hey guys, thanks for the email and the invite. Unfortunately, I don't have time to do a guest spot right now. I have listened to your show and have several friends who are fans. Well, that's cool.
No way.
It's awesome.
Well, it was worth reading it after all.
We got friends in high places. Look,
he's heard the show.
You know what's weird? It's not going to happen. I always wish and wonder that he mentions us.
It'd be cool.
Because,
well,
I kind of feel bad. I just like took off all this podcast recently, but that's cool. I'll put him back on now.
Well, that's, I mean, regardless of him accepting our invitation or not. That was cool. I feel a little bit of redemption. I listen to your show and have several friends who are fans. I think it's a badass little concept and would like to make a proposition.
What the fuck does that mean?
I would like to make Star Wars in character a part of the network.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
The editing is tight and the facts are well researched. It's something I would like to sit in on when I can. And get some stars from the saga as guest panelists.
He just had on fucking Mark Hamill.
I want to talk to Billy D.
No.
Yeah, wait.
Well, what is it? Talk it over and holy let me know shit. What you think. I would only want Matt and Tim to join me as panelists.
What was that?
Well, all right.
Wait. I'm go.
Talk it over and let me know.
This is from...
I would...
This is from... I'm not sure if I followed you. This is, he said, right?
Yeah.
And he wants...
And he wants the...
Does he want to buy the whole show?
His network?
It says, make Star Wars in character part of the network. Let me know what you think. Talk it over. I would want Matt and Tim...
I don't understand that part, though.
I would only want Matt and Tim to join me as panelists. Talk at you later.
I don't understand the whole Matt and Tim part.
I kind of understand a little bit.
I'm kind of confused.
I understand what he's saying.
Send this to our contact page or to you?
No, it was just to me.
Oh.
But,
well, that's...
I mean, well, I feel really bad. It's like awkward.
Well, we're going to do it, right?
Well, we're going to follow up on it, I think, right?
I think, yeah, I think, of how he asked, I think we have to...
politely decline. I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. But
well, I don't think we know exactly what we're declining yet. I think we want more information for it.
Well, I think there's enough information right there when it says just you guys and Dave and me aren't even mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, you're not
probably how I would do it. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
The way you would do what?
I think if this show had to go forward, I do think we would have to lose one or two people in order to make it a little more streamlined.
Well, why does that one or two people have to be me or Chris?
He's the expert.
I don't give a shit about him. Like you're willing to give your loyalties to a guy who sent you an email.
It's a good. Oh,
I'm not saying I'm jumping in head first. I think we should find out more first. I mean, I hate to see the show leave news as, but you know, I mean, I'm sure if this is some kind of offer, we could probably work out, you know, plugging the other shows. It could be beneficial for everybody.
You guys have Indiana Jones.
What are you talking about? Because that just started.
I'm like fucking getting pissed.
I mean, we only have 8 episodes. This is we've been working on this together for like a long time. Like,
I mean, as soon as
the sentence "I would only want Matt and Tim to join me as panelists" happens, the correct answer is, "Oh, that's too bad. It would have been cool."
This is a big opportunity.
I don't think it's not on based on what that email says. I'm not saying, you know, anyone should leave anything. I'm just saying, I think it's saying worth. Hey, just replying. We'd like to know more. I mean, what's the harm in that?
I want to tell you this is how I feel. I'm getting a little bit, whatever. I'm getting edgy, whatever.
I think you're saying that because your name is one of the ones that's in the email. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm pissed. I mean, I can't believe that you and Matt would do this, because I don't want to sound like a dick or anything, but if it wasn't for me, this fucking podcast wouldn't even exist. This was my idea, and I think if I'm not involved, it shouldn't, you know.
We can have you on.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You had an idea, but, I mean, I don't want to sound like a dick back at you, but if you're going to take that tone, what were you going to do with the idea?
George Lucas invented Star Wars, and he can just
take it. Yeah, but, I mean, this isn't... I don't want to start anything.
No, well, go ahead and start it. I'm ready to fucking start some shit because you did come up with this show.
You
called me one day.
Are you yelling at me?
I did. No, right. You called me one day.
I did.
And said, I have an idea. We were doing the Grady's.
Right.
And you said,
which was one of our ideas, by
which
the way.
Which was my idea.
Go on.
And you had this idea to do a different character every episode.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll do whatever. It sounds like fun. So we pitch it to these guys.
Right. Because Tim and Matt were friends since fucking 20 years ago. I mean, forever. You know?
Yeah, friends. 20 years.
Yeah.
And this was your idea. And then it came to time, well, let's get this together. What's going on? We got to come up with a name. Who named it?
I thought I did. What do you think you did?
I had a good name.
All right.
And what did you have? Tim came up with
What was your name?
Something fucking stupid about peripheral or something.
Yeah, it was a good name.
It wasn't a good name.
I was going to I mean, Matt, back, I don't want to be a change dick though, Matt, but this... I know you do all this and you do all the whatever you do, cut, paste, print, and whatever that's. But seriously, this Star Wars and character is your biggest show on NeoZaz. Am I right?
Yeah, and now I'm starting to get the idea that all you guys want to, you know, at least you and Dave just want to sit and take credit for it. So what did you invite me for? Just to fucking use me for 2 years?
No, we're not taking credit for it. We're a team. The four of us are a team. Not I want you two guys and those two guys instantly ditch the other two guys.
When did we say we were ditching you? All I said was we should follow up on it.
Because you shouldn't but even you shouldn't say even that. You shouldn't even want to follow up on something like that. You should just say, that sucks. It would have been nice.
A real friend would have said, sorry, we all can't do it, so I'm out.
What if we were to start the show, just Matt and myself, and go for like 10 to 20 episodes, and then gradually like bring you guys on as guests every once in a while?
No.
Guests?
Guests.
You're going to ask the
guest. A guest spot's huge.
A guest?
Yeah, we've had guests on this show.
I'm sorry.
Ari Dickey. Huge. You guys could be like Ari Dickey.
Hey, do you know who's a fucking dick now, Tim?
Are you serious?
A little bit. I'm really getting pissed off. All this shit.
Oh my god!
We fucking.
I can't believe we're getting this far in the conversation, not even knowing what the hell he's even truly talking about.
It doesn't matter what he's talking about, because there's a thing called loyalty. Like, you're willing to dump us for a guy that sent us an email. Like, the reason that people like us is our chemistry. Like, we don't.
I always, every time someone's unavailable to fucking record a show, whatever, working, illnesses, whatever it is, we say, well, wait, if one of us isn't on, it doesn't happen. And that's how I think it should be. And you guys are like saying, well, let's just see what they say. Well, fuck no. This is my idea, and I don't want to, I'm trying to stay calm. I don't want to fight with anybody. I don't want to, this, Matt, Star Wars in Character, I think, really helped you out on your...
Well, first of all, you don't need to keep throwing that it's me. I've tried my hardest for like ever since it started to include all four, anyone that has anything to do with NeoZaz is part of NeoZaz. So if you're going to throw that in my face, as much as I've tried to make you guys part of this, you know, I'm not going to call bullshit on that. I'm sorry you're upset about this, but that's not my fucking fault. Don't throw the past 2 years back at me when all I've tried to do is include everybody.
All we're trying to ask you, though, is Matt, is don't do this. Like, don't even think. Don't even go, well, don't even think about it. It shouldn't be up in your head.
Yeah, it shouldn't even. Like, if we were to, like, we shouldn't have to ask you, but if we asked you, please don't do this, are you still going to look into it?
That fucking
that's
silence
a yes,
just,
right?
Just gave it away.
I mean, that's bullshit.
This is really.
I can't.
Well, I mean, I have a hard time imagining that it wouldn't be the same answer if the roles were reversed.
Now,
the answer would. I am loyal.
Yeah, I couldn't do any of this without any one of you guys. But you guys are just being pricks.
What if we just ask to see if you guys can come on sometimes?
Because why should we come on the show that I fucking created?
It says right there in black and white what he wants. And
but
it's not
it's up for negotiation. I mean, I know maybe not every episode, but every once in a while I think to have one of you guys on would be kind of fun. It'd be like Throwback Thursday. Bam.
I think it'd be a little awkward after this.
This is coming from a fucking asshole who was that? Dolty Dauphine episode, who fucking had a nervous breakdown and fucking ran off the goddamn set.
Yeah, we should find, well, we can't find it because Matt has it and he won't probably release it now. But we should find that tape and put that out there and let people listen.
That's just...
Yeah, I've destroyed that tape because I'm such an asshole, according to you guys. I didn't want to embarrass one of us who said something that they may regret, so I deleted it. So, and I'm a dick now. I see.
This whole thing, I mean, because we don't make, like Tim goes online.
He fucking reads shit. How hard is it to fucking read what he prints out on the fucking computer? And they want Tim to fucking read? Fucking get fucking Stevie Wonder crying out loud, you know?
No.
And I'm really...
It's a lot more difficult than that. Dave knows.
I do it every other week. It's not hard. A monkey could do it. I'm more disappointed in Matt. Like, I'm surprised that Matt's original answer isn't just like, well, that would have been cool, but you guys are my friends, so.
He just sees a fucking opening to, like, expand his NeoZaz shit.
But it wouldn't be. We would be.
Yeah, I don't, and I never said I'd leave or, yay, good luck you two fuckers. All I said was, you know, let's find out what he's talking about, but if that's wrong, that's wrong, fine.
Maybe, you know, we should like maybe just do it ourselves. How hard is it? I mean, I know Matt is good at editing and stuff. How hard can it be?
Oh, good luck with it. I can't.
It can't be that hard. No. I mean,
please put it online so I can find it if you figure that much out. I mean, it's just so easy. Right, yeah. Okay.
I'll find a 16-year-old to show me how to do it. I mean, I think anybody who's under 20 can do this. I think you and I do our thing.
Well, I don't want.
We'll come on and like throw you guys a bone, and we'll.
I don't want to throw us
a fucking bone.
Like we'll talk about your show every once in a while, whatever show you do, Indiana Jones.
The fucking show you're talking about, huge. Our fucking show.
Indiana Jones.
No. The show that they want you on is ours.
Is this about money? You think you're going to get like money from this?
I mean, that hasn't been brought up, but I would assume.
All right, because
I would assume the opposite. If you're gonna jump to that conclusion and brand that on me unnecessarily, then I just don't understand how I'm the dick in this because I never even thought of money because we can't make money on it now. I don't care who.
You make money on the advertising, on the people that have.
You know how much money I've made on the advertising? I've lost money putting the fucking site, the goddamn thing on the site in the first place.
But you don't have the power that he does. There will be money involved in this, and as soon as there's a dime, I think we get a lawyer.
I never thought it would come to this.
I bet I have back emails. You came this, up, so I named it.
I never thought it would come that. I mean, what's going on here?
Seriously. This is like a stepping stone to be on, like, which is my dream.
Oh, my God.
I love that show, and you guys want to be on it, too. I've heard Chris say it 1,000 times, and I might be able to make that happen.
Is your
You're going to make it happen. You. He's, like, being a
Is your dream to have friends?
I mean, I don't want to lose friends because you guys, you know, you guys have been there for forever.
You but got that's, a that's funny why, way of showing it.
That's why you but, can't do this.
All right, I don't know what else to say because we're doing this. I can't believe that something that could have been so cool has turned into a fucking tragedy.
I'm just really disappointed that I haven't even given any kind of answer that I've been branded with these assumptions, but. No, whatever. I'm not even going to. Apparently, you know what? This is the third time I've tried to explain myself, and it's not going anywhere. So fuck
Can
it.
We just talk about Coleman Trevor?
No. This is like done. What are you talking about? Coleman Trevor.
So our first episode with is going to be Coleman Trevor.
Tim.
I'm done, Dave.
This is bullshit.
What?
I'm ridiculous?
Sorry, I think this is just ridiculous.
I think you're being ridiculous. How can you do this, Tim? How can you fucking like? Oh, I see an opening. You know, I see a job opening. I want to snag it. Fuck it.
You know.
Whatever.
We're like the Beatles. Whatever.
You came here, and when you come up to Pennsylvania, you sleep on this man's couch. You eat this man's food. You know, like, what the hell?
Well, now you can see my couch, I guess. You know?
Yeah. It's farther away. But...
Are we all being serious here? Like, is this it? Is it over?
Well, how are we going to do this anymore? You're
I mean, even... well, yeah, I mean...
But I'm not even listening to them. I'm talking to you.
I'm listening.
And how many rivers to cross.
With you anyway. Like, why is it them? And why, like, how did I get lumped in with you? What the hell do you do?
Tim, do you want to start a different Skype call? I don't know if they're talking to us anymore or not.
But yeah. You play your sound effects and you read your stupid names. This whole thing is just fucked.
So why are you pissed off at me? Because
this whole thing sucks.
Because they're being dicks about it. Whatever. I mean, this is...
Guys, Pete Best... had a really great career after the Beatles. I think you guys can figure it out too. I mean, as I said, Indiana Jones, you can start your own Star Wars. There's more than one Star Wars podcast. Yeah. Peripherals is still open.
Yeah, you take Peripherals. We're doing what we've done.
You know what, Dave? This email is to fucking you. Just respond.
Yeah, I mean, wait a second.
What?
There's a second email.
Oh.
Oh wait!
This is probably going to clear up.
Excited! This is going to be like your paycheck, right? Oh, yeah. By the way, I want to.
Well, why would they tell you about our money?
Yeah. What? I mean, and this is all because of me anyway. He emailed me. Second.
The invitation to be a guest on our show is still open.
Shut the hell up!
He's been a
dick. Second email says, "Hey guys, I got the name screwed up. I really want Dave and Chris. Hope I didn't cause a problem."
Wait, what?
Can I come on the show?
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders.
I apologize for pretending to argue with everybody.
You feel bad, don't you?
Well, it was hard. It was hard to, like, just to yell at him.
We were acting.
Yeah.
You were I think the most difficult line for me to say was, so our first episode is going to be Coleman Trevor?
Tim, I love you. Matt, I love you.
We did it!
That'd be perfect.
April Fools, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. April Fools.
April Fools. It's we didn't know how to follow up Mav Krim, so we took it in a different direction.
We took it darker.
365 days after.
And Mav next Krim. Year, I'm killing Tim for real. That'll be April Fool's episode.
Blood will come through your earbuds.
It's dead.
It'll be like the Beatles. Instead of Paul is dead, Tim is dead.
Tim is
dead. That piece, Pete Best line is pretty good, too. Pete Best had a really good career after the Beatles.
Tim, you were the all-star of this episode.
You were. That was good. I was just, yeah. I did.
Matt was great because he was sort of the peaceful guy, the guy with the olive branch.
What's weird is that Matt was like talking so calmly. Well, how can you put? He was like so nice. I'm like, I can't get angry with him. I can't yell at him.
And then I come back and all those. Oh man, those hot. Can you imagine an actual conversation with anybody that is as cruel as the one that I was putting on you guys?
Actually, I can. You remind me a lot of one of my previous bosses.
Ooh. Oh God!
Which is why I don't work for him anymore.
It was hard, and I'm sure that you'll hear me chuckling throughout there. I don't think you'll be able to get all of my guffaws.
It actually made
out.
You sound more like a dick when you laugh at them.
Okay, good. That was the goal, man. I actually when we went into it, I wasn't sure what I was gonna do. Yeah, and I just put on the devil horns and just was a total cock.
just like
in real life. Put the devil horns on and pull out my cock.
All right. Well, I'll stop it.
Happy April Fools.
April Fools.
I'm just happy that this one's going to be so easy to edit.
Yeah. I don't think his name was mentioned.
Just a half a dozen bleeps and get out my one laugh and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I heard Matt go, sorry. That was funny.
And the real Coleman Trevor will be out when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yep. April 2nd.
Yep. There you go.
Coleman Trevor. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
That part we were not joking about.
Yes, everything we said about not wanting to do the Coleman Trevor episode is not an April Fool's joke.
Everything else was. Star Wars in character, going strong.
Forever. Thank you, guys.